NXY.
G-E-G.
KF4NXY, is this Scott?
Yes, sir, Mr. Dave, is this Scott?
How you starting out?
Good, just doing a little work and getting the day started early as usual.
Yeah, I don't work no more, but I still get up early. Get up this time too, but she does it. She likes to sleep late, so I try not to wake her up.
Wife is a night owl, sleep late type person, and I used to work for public supermarkets back in the day, and I was always getting up at 1, 2, 3 a.m. to go stock the shelves and all that stuff, and it just stuck, so I've always gotten up early.
I kind of got in this schedule years ago, and after we both retired, I tried sleeping a little later, and my body rhythm just didn't care for it, so I radio rooms back here in one end of the house. I got the door closed, and she's in the other end of the house, and I'm sure she's not hearing the radio or me or anything else. She's sleeping right along.
Tornado could pick up the house and send us to Oz, and my wife would sleep through it. So I could literally put the radio right next to her head and talk all night long.
That's a sound sleeper. Yeah, my wife, I get up and, you know, you know, like when I get up around 4, she kind of knows it, but then she goes back to sleep. Oh, well, so you kind of working from home today?
Every day. They downsized the office here in Greenville, and I got kicked out of the office because I could do my job from home, and so now I have this battle station, as I call it, set up at the house, and I've integrated my radio into my battle station, and so I sit here, do my work, listen to the radio all day, talk on the radio, do all kinds of stuff.
Good, you got it set up that way. I pretty much just sit in here and listen and talk till the sun comes up, and then if I feel up to it, I find something outside to do, and right now outside is kind of chilly this morning.
Not yet. I have to walk the dog once the sun starts to come up, but I'll find out then how cold it is. But you're right. My computer says it's 56 outside. It is a little chilly.
On the back porch, let the little cat go in there. We got two little kittens, and he was checking everything out. There's a little skit on YouTube where they're holding the door, you know, and the cat's deciding in or out, in or out. Anyway, I finally got tired of waiting on that. Closed the door. Last time I went to check on him, he decided it's a little too cold to hang out there, so he come back in.
A little finicky sometimes.
Well, they've got a very unusual personality. They're totally different than dogs. I've had a few dogs. Cats, in a way, are less maintenance, especially if you got yard cats. And out here in the country, I don't have anything fenced in to let a dog run loose, and I'm not going to keep him on a runner or a chain. So, and I'm not really into having a dog in the house much.
Yeah, we've got one little dog and two cats, which is a lot fewer than we've had in the past. We had a bunch of older cats that have now died off, but that's where we stand.
A really, really old yard cat, and it kind of surprises me when I go out there in the mornings and old Smokey's still with me.
Yeah, a cat that just died a couple weeks ago. His name was Monaghan, and he was 19 years old, and that cat was the most loving cat ever, but he would come up and let you pet him and everything, but I tell you what, if you tried to pick him up, he would freak out.
Haven't ever really tried to pick Smokey up because he's kind of a half feral cat when he wandered up years ago, but he does like to be petted. I'll sit out there on the front porch and he'll jump up in my lap and I'll pet him for a while, and if he gets tired of that, he'll jump down and go over to the food bowl and get him something to eat, and he'll go lay out on the side, a little sidewalk area, and you know, I guess that's a nice warm spot for him, and he'll stay there for a while.
Warm, that's for sure. That one cat I was just talking about, Monaghan, he would get real cold easy in his old age, and we bought this little bed that has a warmer in it, and he just loved that.
Yeah, I got some little cat beds on the front porch and different stray cats that lay up in it, and we got one of them little, I guess you call it a tree thing. It's got a box built in it and some toys and junk. It's on the front porch, and some of them will, you know, get up in it.
I've seen some of those things that have, like, cameras in them, and you can, like, dispense treats from camera. Like, if you're ever away from your house or something like that, you can give them treats while you're away and stuff like that. Some of those treat box things are pretty wild.
She's got a security camera in the den, and she kind of keeps it trained on her cockatoo bird, so she can look at him while we're out of town.
Our family room, and sometimes we'll talk to our pets through them, and they'll look around and try to find us, and it's hilarious sometimes because they can't tell where it's coming from.
The same thing with this bird. She tried talking to him on the camera, and you can see that top notch flip up and the feathers go in. Where's she at?
Thanks for the day.
It's not something I want to do. I gotta go see my sugar. I call him my sugar doctor. There's a big, long, fancy word for him. But anyway, I gotta go see him. And I've been doing better with all that kind of stuff. I'm hooked up electronically with insulin pump and a few other devices for other situations. But anyway, he'll kind of do an A1C, and he's been getting happier. He actually smiled last time, so I'm doing better with that. It's still kind of high. It's still around 7-something, but when I first started seeing him, it was a 13. Having a lot of grief problems with my family, my relatives dying left and right, and my sugar shot through the roof. But anyway, that was a few years ago. Right now, it's coming down. I'd like to, you know, get it down a little below a 7. And I'm doing the Ozempic and the Jardiance and just about everything they advertise on TV.
Smile. I don't think I ever see them smile.
I had surgery done, and the guy comes in, and I don't know if I was a little loopy off the drugs or what, but I was cracking jokes, and he didn't smile one little bit. Ken's within range, or if he's working today.
Love you. Just sandbagging.
Drink on this coffee a little bit. KF4 and XY.
Good morning.
This is Scott. KR4 GEG.
Hey, again, Scott. I think we met here last week sometime.
Go ahead.
I remember that.
Agenda for everybody today. I know David's got to go to the doctor. What are you up to?
I work in the chiropractor, but that's all for today.
You still work out in the work sector, or are you retired?
Really grind, you know, every day here at this computer at home. I work from home, though, so, you know, I'm here at my, as I call it, my battle station, battling the IT world.
Yeah, I'm motoring into work today. I work at a chemical plant up in Spartanburg. They got a corporate guy coming in today, sales guy coming in at 10 o'clock. I think I got a 2 o'clock engineering meeting to go over an upcoming project. So should be an interesting day. Should go by pretty quick.
It's nice when work goes by quick.
If I switched to this job during COVID, and they got furloughed at the last one, but they're good to me out here, and it's low stress, so can't complain.
Meetings made me look at my day. I got pretty much solid meetings all day long. I hate meetings.
If you don't keep me engaged, I'll be taking a nap.
I can't get nothing done when I'm in these meetings.
Same thing. I'm in spare parts, so any of the deliveries, they call you on the radio and tell you got a delivery coming around. So just when you get something started, you know, you got a truck show up. You're always running back and forth. 30 seconds going into a bad spot. KN4 TFW. That should be back now.
KN4 GSC.
Kilo November 4 Tango Foxtrot Whiskey.
I don't know what the heck. I got corn in my ears or something.
How I say it, some of them letters can get confusing. I know when I first started, it's like I'll never keep up with all those call signs, but now it's just like names.
Yeah, tomorrow, going out of town, we're flying to the big city. Gonna take my handheld and see what kind of activity I can find in New York City on the radio.
It's a big city. I ain't been up there in probably 30 or 40 years. Once in a while I take my HT with me, but like we went to Raleigh one time, I couldn't raise anybody.
I've been doing some research and I programmed in a bunch of repeaters in the New York City area, and I was going to call out on some when I get there from the hotel or whatever and see if I can raise anybody. I figured, hey, see what I can do while I'm in town.
Some of them should come back to you when they hear the number 4 call sign. And then, so, but yeah, it's you know, kind of like this repeater. It's busy like right now, but during the day sometimes it just appears to be dead.
That's, you know, like I was telling Dave earlier, you know, I have my computer workstation here, and I've integrated my whole radio setup into my computer workstation here. So I sit and listen to the radio all day while I'm working, and you're right, during the day it is pretty dead.
I get off at 4, so I may be on the radio, you know, around 4, 4:15. Normally I'm talking to my wife on the telephone or whatever on the ride back in, and then, but she's got work at double today, so she won't be on the telephone. Check into the net unless I'm just out and about and having to be up at that time. Because usually we pack it in about 8 or 8:30.
Check into the net each night. I don't always make it, but I've been trying to.
Yeah. Lay late October, we got to go to Kentucky. I've taken my HT a couple of times up through there, but that area appears to be dead, too.
Yeah, I got to go to Kentucky semi-often to the Cincinnati area, just south of Cincinnati, Hebron.
I'm going to run up to Mount Vernon there, stay at the KOA, and then the daughter lives over in Danville, about, I don't know, 30 minutes west of there.
Our corporate office is in Hebron, so I end up running up there a fair amount to visit that wonderful corporate office.
Beautiful ride up through there, you know, especially, you know, going up through the gorge and going up through that part of Kentucky. And we always enjoy the ride. I'm hoping that they get I-40 ain't too bad backed up when we have to go up there.
We're in complete pain with I-40 being closed and messed up.
First happened, we ended up cutting through a bunch of back roads, added a couple hours to the trip. Sure enough, KN4 GFW.
DEG, yeah. When it was first happened, I ended up going up through Tri-Cities, Bristol, Johnson City, Kingsport, and popping out through the top of them all the way up through I-26 and going up to Hebron that way. And that was some beautiful country going up through there, too. It was nice.
I'm coming back. We took that 25E coming down through there. That's a really pretty ride. It didn't add a whole lot of time, but you got to see a lot of small towns and everything. It was pretty nice.
I think I did that one of the times too, that route. And I was on there with a lot of trucks and climbing up and down the mountains behind those trucks on the two-lane road was grueling.
4ZLE, Anthony and the wifey, mobile headed to work. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, good morning, Miss Angela. KN4, TFW.
Doing well this morning. Traffic a little thick, as always, on 85.
Head over here on 29 right now, but I'm going to be on 85 in a minute. We'll find out. And we're in here with Scott.
Anthony, this is Scott. KR4 GEG.
You doing well?
No, you'll have to go to your neck of the woods on this coming weekend, but the grandson and everybody's coming up to our house, so save me a trip.
Copy that. It's always good to have the grandkids along. I got to go to Grandparents' Day at school with my granddaughter yesterday. Enjoyed that. We had a really good time visiting with her.
Wasn't that McLeese school, was it?
Christian school over in Anderson near Walmart, right there off Brown Road and all that. But, she's 4K this year.
And the granddaughter, she's at that McLees Elementary over there. And my wife had to work a double, so wasn't able to go. And I'm all the way up here in Spartanburg.
Understand that. They were trying to make me work yesterday, then I normally don't work those Mondays. And I told them, I said, look, I said, my grandbaby asked me to come. I promised I'd be there. So, but they changed. They fixed it for me. So I'm a pretty good supervisor, so they fixed it. But yeah, my youngest son and daughter went to McLees back in the day. Yeah.
Kids and their parents coming on Saturday, and then three different ones coming on Sunday.
It's a fun weekend. I don't know if I mentioned it, but I found out just the other day I got grandbaby number 4 on the way. My daughter and her husband is expecting their second one, so we're excited about that.
Kids are awesome. We figured out, though, that once they get to a certain age, getting them all at the same time doesn't work out real well. I'm just too old for all of that. Dog freaks out because it's wide open at the house when it's usually quiet.
Yeah. they get to play and sometimes get a little loud and stuff like that too. Our dog, she kind of, she'll try to play for a little bit, and she's like, "Now I'm over this," and she'll go hide.
Group is coming on Saturday. It's like 10, 12, and 13, and then the other group is like 12. No, I think it's 11, 12, and 15.
You ain't long getting the teenage years. That's going to be fun. Mine are 4, 2, and then 2 on the way. One due in November, then the other one due in May. I'm sure it'll get here a lot quicker than we think.
Scott, we got to run up to Kentucky. I'll go up there and see the granddaughter up there. She's 7, and then she's got a brother that's 1. Go up there and see them. I got a granddaughter in the Navy, and then she just joined up and finished basic training here 3 or 4 months ago. And then I got one up in Canada. I think she's 21.
Well, that sounds exciting. We'll tell the one that joined the Navy that much respect to her and appreciate her service.
I know right now they got her down in Texas somewhere.
Thank you for ZLE for ID. Yeah, my youngest son and his wife, they're at Fort Bliss, Texas. They're both in the Army. They keep sending her back and forth to California for training and stuff, but that's where they're actually stationed at right now, is at Fort Bliss, Texas.
When her dad passed, which would be my stepson, she got her American citizenship and everything, and that joined up. She's doing real good. I can't say that much for her sister, though.
Congratulations to her. That's really cool.
Has missed the full moon at the ER, right?
Did. The wifey threw that to work. She was there yesterday, and it was pretty wild.
It's horrible.
But, yeah, we're back headed back in this morning, so we'll see how today goes. You just never know at that place, man.
Different every day, right?
Somewhat, but we also both deal with behavioral and psych patients, so we have a lot of our regular returns as far as that goes. But, yeah, for the most part, the main part of the ER is something different every day, or every hour, I guess you'd say.
I like that. At least when I go into work, I know what I'm facing, you know, on the right end. For you guys, it's anything goes all day, right? KN4TFW.
4ZLE. Yeah, it's the same thing when I work EMS. You just never knew. EMS and fire both, you just never knew what call was going to come across that radio.
Work GEG. Yeah, that's the thing about IT, too. Every day is different. You never know what's going to come in, what attack or whatever is going to happen against the network or whatever. I mean, not to compare it to the ER and saving lives and stuff, but, you know, every day is different there, too.
Did you know, I'm sure there's a whole lot more attacks on the big computer systems of the government and stuff like that multiple times, probably every day, that y'all have to deal with.
We need IT. You got a number you call and you get somebody over in India, and it's like seriously hard to explain if they got a
deal with the people in India too, and some of those guys, it's, they know one little itty bitty piece of one little bitty bitty part of one thing, and that's all they know. They don't have a generalized knowledge of like how things work, and it's really hard to deal with them sometimes. And then the accents on top of all that, it's difficult.
It almost makes me wonder sometimes, is because so much of the IT stuff is handled in other countries, is one reason we have so many attacks on stuff and problems with things like that.
Well, I know our company is always sending you a phishing email about once or twice a month, just so you could get used to seeing them and everything. But sometimes it's more aggravating than anything.
through training every year about, you know, spam and cyber attacks and outside emails and just different things like that. They call their, our CBTs on that, on all that stuff.
Standard everywhere now. And we send, like, we send out to our company phishing campaigns and stuff like that to our own employees and stuff like that to test and see if they're falling for phishing emails and stuff like that. We do all that stuff to test employees and whatnot to see if they're falling for phishing campaigns and stuff like that, social engineering and all that stuff.
Those emails too, and they'll pop up and have to be careful with what we open, which I don't hardly use the work email for much of nothing anyway, other than when they send me stuff and then don't open until it's, you know, it's obvious what it is. But yeah, we get those.
I go wake up my son for school.
Those days, but that was a long time ago.
All minor adults now doing their own thing.
Today, I get a call. It's like, I don't know, 3:30, and it says Anderson County. And I answered it, and it was McLeod School. And my daughter-in-law was supposed to pick up my granddaughter, and she never did pick her up. And they tried to call and didn't get no answer, and then called my wife. She was at work. Called me. I'm all the way in Spartanburg. Man, it's 3:34 in the afternoon. That's a two-hour ride. And that, but finally, the resource officer went to their house, woke the mom up, and then she had to go to school and pick her up.
Yeah, they don't like that pretty well. Frustrating when stuff like that happens.
Doesn't sleep on Friday, but she laid down, and that was all she wrote to that deal. And I don't know why they just can't hear the phone or the alarm or anything. KN4TFW.
Really? Yeah, I understand that. I know some people that can walk through, or excuse me, sleep through a nuclear explosion. Their phone would be going off, and they'd never hear. Then some of the people I used to work with would sleep through the stinking alarms going off or running calls. Lots of the fleet can pass gas, and I'm up and awake wondering what it was.
Guy one time, I was working nights, he was a day guy, and sometimes you'd have a question, you could call him, wake him up, he would talk you through it and everything, and get where you could get the machine back going and that, and in the morning, never ever remember talking to him.
Like that. We also had a guy one time that was in the military, and he would sleep really heavy like that. You would think it would be opposite, because most of the time, a lot of people sound they're up and about. But Tim, he would be so heavy asleep, he wouldn't hear the radio go off. When you try to wake him up, you had to be careful, because he would come up swinging. I mean, he wasn't doing it on purpose. It was just, I guess, just being in the military and stuff. But yeah, he would come up swinging if you weren't careful.
Down to the gate, so I might say 7-3 to you, Anthony, and Miss Angela, and Scott, David, if you're still out there. You guys have an awesome day. Enjoy this cooler weather, and I'll catch you guys back in the morning. KN4TFW.
ZLE, I'm going to be the same traffic. We're pulling up to hospital, too. But as always, enjoyed the conversation. All of y'all have a good day, safe day, and we'll catch you guys later.
Hey, everybody, KF4NXY.
Wonderful day, KF4GEG.